It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Giving you fantasy football knowledge that's occasionally useful. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yeah, that's right. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. Kevin?
Lyle.
It's probably my least favorite opener we've used in
really?
A long time. I don't like that one so much.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It doesn't bother me at all. Maybe we need to call the dude up and get a few fresh ones made.
So now, you know, now I feel like downer for the start of the show.
Yeah, you bummed everybody out.
Yeah, so I'm going to be
you
like,
don't like it.
I'm gonna be like, yeah.
Hey, tweet us your suggestions.
Yeah, for openers.
At TFFG for openers. You know, yeah. One or two lines be awesome.
Right, because you know the format of the opener now. Just you know, fill in the blank.
What do you guys think? What should we do next?
Yeah, we'll pay for them. You come up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll enjoy them.
So we'll wait.
If you win one, you'll get nothing in return.
You'll be able to hear your creativity spoken about by a guy that we pay.
We will totally give you a shout-out, though.
Yeah, we'll do that, sure. Yeah. Shout-outs are free. We have nothing but time.
Right. Shout-out to BuzzesBBQ.com. BuzzesBBQ.com.
There you go. And also, that's about it, right?
Yeah, pretty much right now.
Yeah, anyway.
That's about it.
Yeah, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to have Liz Loser from Yahoo Fantasy Sports back.
Missed her last week. Very
for
bad.
The first time in a couple of weeks, she'll be back.
Yeah.
You know, there was an issue.
It was a scheduling
conflict. It was her birthday, and then you had an issue.
I did have an issue.
So we didn't do the show.
I had a thing.
We didn't do the show last Wednesday. No, we had to do it on bright and early Thursday.
Early Thursday.
Anyway, so let's get to a look at some news, if you don't mind. We have some teams on bye week this week. Not as many as last week.
I heard there were a couple trades.
There were a couple of trades. Yeah, we'll get to those.
Okay.
There's a big question going around whether or not Seattle Seahawks are going to commit to a running back.
No.
So Eddie Lacy seems to be the guy that everybody's shoving to the front.
I am not buying this.
Here's the thing. Don't count on it.
I am not buying this. I mean, I hope for it. He's on a couple of my benches that are deep.
Yeah.
Because I decided not to drop him yet. I actually picked up Procise in a couple leagues, too.
Yeah, I have him in a league. It's like, hey, what am I going to do with this guy?
Dude, just waiting. You know, I've had so many injuries this year. By the way, I went 5-0 last week, dude.
Yeah, I lost a couple.
Ran the table.
Nice.
And I'm in the playoffs in all but one so far.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, yeah, all but one. But, yeah.
So this is the All About Lyle show.
TBD. Shut up.
There's only week 9 coming up.
Still.
You could lose the next 5 and miss the playoffs and all
of them. I could win the next 5 or 7.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, not buying Lacy being a feature in anything.
No, maybe he gets a couple more carries, but you know, they just got a new offensive lineman, right? So
yeah,
maybe.
That matters.
Josh Gordon, the guy everybody on Reddit's been waiting for, is finally reinstated conditionally to the NFL. And all of a sudden, the Cleveland Browns, who in the past have been like, Josh Gordon, Now they're like, we'll welcome him into the building.
Yeah, if only we'll they had a quarterback happening. To throw to him, which they almost had.
They have 3. Yeah,
AJ McCarron thing is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
It is such a Browns thing to do.
It really is.
So I just heard Ian Rappaport say what happened was that like quarter after 3,
yep.
The Browns like, no, we're not going to do the trade. And then they changed their mind. So they sent an email to Cincinnati and said, okay, we're going to do the trade. Well, they didn't hear back. So at like 4:56, they call and go, hey, what happened with the thing? And the Bengals are like, we didn't get anything from you guys. And they try to piece it together. The buzzer rings at 4 o'clock.
So
sorry.
I didn't hear that. I heard that the Bengals actually filed with the NFL.
Oh,
the Browns
rap sheet
didn't.
Said today that that's
okay,
what
that
happened.
Didn't happen. Okay.
So they may have filed, but you know they may have gotten their piece in time, you know, in the 4 minutes that they had, but the Browns just didn't.
Who's not checking emails at that point?
I don't know. Who's leaving their quarterback position up to an email?
So I was talking to a buddy today.
You pick up the phone.
About the Browns.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they have any fans at this point. Right? Because remember, the Browns went to Baltimore and won a Super Bowl.
They did.
This team is not the Browns.
No.
It's a different team. And it would be very different if they instilled a different organization there that was committed to winning and, you know, they built a team and they contended, but they've been bad since then.
Well, they've changed, you know, management for years. They actually changed owners a couple of times.
They did.
You know, so...
But I don't care. Just on average in the NFL, you have to win a few games at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Ball bounces your way once.
I mean...
It's only bounced Hugh Jackson's way once. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't with this organization. They are the laughingstock of the NFL. The 49ers, don't feel nearly as bad for them. I mean, dude, they're putting pieces together. They're not winning games right now. You know, I get it, but
right.
They're putting pieces together.
But they have a future. They have a coach that's, you know, considered to be the brilliant offensive mind.
They drafted an incredible linebacker that decided to retire after a year. You know, unfortunately, right. You know what I mean?
They made a move to get the quarterback of the future.
Yeah. I mean,
allegedly.
Know, right. They got Carlos Hyde, who everybody loves. Yeah. They, you know, picked up Garcon in free agency. Like, they're doing stuff.
Right. Defense is okay.
The Browns are just collecting draft picks and then trading them away because they don't believe in quarterbacks who apparently are amazing.
Right. Wentz and Watson are not good quarterbacks.
That's 2 years in a row they've traded the pick that they could have selected a top flight quarterback, dude. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Kill me in the face.
It's amusing.
Yeah.
For a guy like that.
Dude, it makes me sad. I used to love the Browns, man.
Back in the Cardiac Kids days,
dude,
Brian Sipe.
Bernie Kosar, Kevin Mack.
Yeah.
Remember Kevin Mack?
I do.
Just ran everybody over.
It's sad. But it's also somewhat amusing. I'd love to see the Browns actually do something and you know, stop losing games.
Me too.
But until they do, we'll laugh at them.
It's going
to
be a while.
So anyway, Josh Gordon is eligible to practice on the 20th and allegedly play on the 27th. I think that's week 13, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Who knows? The guy hasn't been on a football field in 3.5 years. 2.5 years anyway, so we'll see.
Two and a half, yeah.
Jeremy Maclin limited in today's practice. Dude has a shoulder. Put up a decent game last week. We'll see what happens for him this week. Keep an eye on him. Manny Sanders practiced today as well for the first time since the ankle happened in October 15th against the Gents. So we'll see if he can come back this week and you know, catch some Osweiler passes. You know,
people keep calling this Philly defense, you know, this Philly secondary vulnerable. I don't know that it is.
Well, you know, there's nothing that disguises a weak defensive backfield better than a massive pass rush, which they have.
Yeah, so they have really like seven guys that are pretty good at it.
Let's see. Joe Flacco is going to play week 9. He got his head taken off last Thursday.
Yeah, I've watched that hit over and over and over again. I don't know, man. It's unfortunate, but I don't think...
Dude, no fine, no suspension.
Yeah, I don't think it was malicious, man, at all.
Well, I don't think it was malicious, but it was, you know, and I don't blame Alonzo. We talked about this last week.
I know, but I'm just reiterating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you try for the first down, you know, you're going to get what you get.
Yeah.
So I did mention that Brock Osweiler is going to start against the Eagles on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. I'm not sure. But remember last time he was in Denver, he won some ball games.
He played well. Well, he won games. He wasn't on a fantasy stud.
You'll notice that I said he won games. I did not say he played well.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sterling Shepard remains questionable. This just in, Damian Williams could see some more time.
You would think.
Maybe Kenyon Drake, too.
Here's the problem. I actually like both of these guys a lot. The problem is the Dolphins have one of the worst offensive lines in football.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
And Jay Ajayi couldn't run the ball there, and we think that these guys can. They're not fantasy guys. I'm sorry, dude. They're just not.
I want to see it. I need some prove it games.
Yeah, I'm out until I didn't even bother chasing him on the wire. I was like, eh.
Nor I.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, it looks like it's going to be Kenyon Drake, but Damian Williams.
We'll see.
Could be an RBBC there. We'll see. Let's see what else we got going on here. That's pretty much it.
Well, there was the couple trades.
Okay, let's talk about the trades. First, we'll start with the Kelvin Benjamin trade.
Right.
So they get rid of Sammy Watkins, who was a big outside receiver, to get Kelvin Benjamin, a big outside receiver.
Healthier, though, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it seems like if they wanted that kind of player, they wouldn't have gotten rid of their own
guy. It's a significant downgrade for Benjamin, fantasy-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he goes to a worse team with a worse quarterback.
Better record.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. I guess it all depends on how he's used.
Correct. Let me rephrase. He goes to a worse offense.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes, but
I don't know, man.
Dude, 6'5", had 1,008 yards in 2014.
Dude, Cam is apparently bent.
Yeah, he did not look happy. No. Of course, Cam never looks happy in a press conference.
True. That's fair.
He always looks like he's about to cry.
Yeah.
You know, I like Cam's game, but I'm not sure, like, he's, like, a good dude. I don't know. Anytime I ever see him, he's, like, either behaving poorly.
I think a lot of really successful people are kind of dicks.
Maybe.
Yeah, they just kind of have to be in order to be the people they are. They have to be arrogant. They have to be ultra confident. They have to, you know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, you know, and I think it's probably bad for them personally. Like, look at Michael Jordan, man. I mean, like, he was amazing, right? Everybody wanted to be like Mike, but at the same time.
From all indications, he was quite the ass.
And he was obsessed.
With winning.
Just that's all it was, right?
No matter what you were playing, absolutely. Mike had to win.
Yeah, golf, you know, he got into betting. Like, he just had to, he was just obsessed with that. And that's what it takes to be, you know, somebody like Michael Jordan. And, you know, I mean, good for him. But at the same time, not necessarily
maybe,
a healthy
maybe
human
not
being.
Good for him. I mean, if you're obsessed with winning like that, that can be unhealthy.
I think the kid did okay.
Mike did okay, sure.
He kind of won life. But it's like a child actor, right, who makes tons of money, but, you know, name one that is normal as an adult.
Well, who's to say? Scarlett Johansson's pretty normal.
Well, all right, maybe. Yeah. All right, but there's not. But I'm saying, like, it's a trap, right? You know, so professional athletes certainly would be, too.
So I'm looking because Liz should have called by now. It's 8:14.
All right. Well,
we'll see. We can press
Denny
on.
Denny Woodhead back?
Denny Woodhead back at practice.
Available week 11, I think. Because they have a bye next week.
Right.
Right.
So they probably won't throw him right out there.
I don't think he's available this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So, you know, you go look and see if he's available. Chances are he will not be.
Yeah.
But anyway, good luck with that.
He was in one of my leagues, and it was the Dynasty League, which I had no interest in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, half a season, and then he's, I don't know, what is he, 32?
Yeah, but he's Sproles-like in his,
true.
You know, doesn't take a whole lot of huge hits until he takes a knee
except
out.
Except he's been injured 2 years in a row. And
yeah, that's so, fair enough.
Might be over for him, anyway.
All right, let's get to these games.
Are we not going
to
talk about a guy a whole bunch?
I thought we'd talk about it when we got to the game. All right.
I thought we might talk about Ajayi a whole bunch.
All right, let's talk about Ajayi a whole bunch.
You want to talk about Ajayi?
Sure.
A whole bunch?
Okay. All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles gave up a round 4 2018 pick to receive Jay Ajayi from the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, don't know how he's going to fill, where he's going to be in the offense or, you know, what the chemistry is going to be like.
But, this season might be a little weird. Coming in midseason like this, they already have LeGarrette Blount, who's not playing poorly. He's just not a...
He's not a slasher.
He's not
a pounder.
Yeah, he'll get you 4 yards. You know what I mean? But he's not breaking a lot of big runs, which Ajayi certainly is capable of doing. They have Smallwood. They have Clement. Obviously, they've had injury issues with Sproles going out. You know, when they had Matthews, he was an issue.
I got to go on my phone and make sure she's not having an issue calling in.
Okay.
So chat about JJ.
I will talk about JJ for a while. But I think the important thing here to recognize about Ajayi, for Ajayi owners, is that he went from a football team that has a decent record, but a bad, bad, bad offense, right, to one of the best offenses in the NFL. To a team who has a far better offensive line. You know, it's difficult to run for yards when you're hit 3 yards in the backfield, 4 yards in the backfield, you know, 30% of plays or something, 20% of plays. You know, that's a rough go. So if you come to a team like the Eagles, who also, by the way, have a dynamic pass attack too, it can only be an upgrade for him. The only issue is how many touches does he get? How fast can he pick up the offense? And apparently, the offenses are fairly similar. At least enough that they don't anticipate a whole lot of issues when it comes to learning it. Now, again, he does have to do that. So I wouldn't expect a lot of action out of him this week. In fact, he's probably a sit.
You said the same thing about Adrian Peterson. He busted off for 2 touchdowns and a 124.
Yeah, not against Denver, though. Yeah, Ajayi's a sit this week. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, he is. But... when they come back in week 11 against the Cowboys, that's Cowboys, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's 100% a start.
100.
Yeah. People were arguing about this on Reddit forever. I don't see how this is a bad move for Ajayi. Mm-mm. It can't be. You're talking about a Pro Bowl running back coming off a season where he ran for almost 1,300 yards. He's 24 years old, right? He clearly has talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he moves to an Eagles team with a far better offensive line and an actual passing attack.
And a much, much better record.
Well, I mean, there's that. But I'm just saying in terms of pure numbers.
It also seems to me like the Dolphins' atmosphere is a little bit toxic. Where, you know, the coach always looks like he's, being kicked in the ass. He's come out in the press and said, my offense is garbage.
He was talking about Jai.
He comes back last week and says, the running back needs to do his job. It's not that hard.
Yeah, so, no home runs, right? All that kind of stuff.
Right. So, who knows if it's a Jai or maybe just Adam Gase is an asshole.
I'm just saying right now, it's hard to run the football when there's penetration 3 yards deep. Sorry. I don't hate the Dolphins, whatever, but I'm just saying.
I don't hate the Dolphins either. But I'm glad that...
When there's defenders in the backfield, it's hard to run the football.
I'm glad Jay Ajayi is with us.
Me too. Great trade.
Like it. Okay, so Liz Loser from Yahoo Fantasy Sports is on board.
Clap, clap, clap.
just in time for my computer to flip out.
Oh, is it? Yeah, oh, doing the whole tab thing?
Nah, I did something else. It was probably a user error.
All right. ID10T error.
I mean, something like that. Liz Losa from Yahoo Fantasy Sports is on board. Liz, what is up?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
I love
listening to Lyle about JJ. I love him in Philadelphia, and
right?
I have tons of shares of him, and I'm happy that I was more patient than Adam Gase.
Right? Dude, I'm so psyched. I'm so psyched.
Do you buy my take that the situation there is a little toxic with Gase?
When is it not? I mean, just think Richie Incognito to
That's
remember
true.
That whole
remember that
defensive yeah. line coach who's like snorting blow
That's right.
and talking about his boogers.
I meant to talk about that. The yeah. O-line coach is doing blow. They got one of the worst O-lines in the league.
Right.
Yeah. And now, didn't someone else? Someone else just got hurt in his offensive line as well. Like, the whole thing is a disaster, and I love that we're going to talk sleepers because I see Kenyon Drake on every sleeper list, and I'm like, dude, just because he's available doesn't mean that he's going to be good. The offensive line is still the same, and you want to tell me that, like, a dude who's a finesse back, a third down back, is going to put up, like, top 24 numbers even with six teams on a bye? Come on.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah, I can't do it. Kevin and I talked about this earlier. I did not go after either Damian Williams or Kenyon Drake in redraft leagues because I'm just not interested in that backfield.
Well, yeah, I mean, if a guy who with Ajayi's talent, who is obviously the cream of the crop there in Miami, can't get it done on a regular basis, his backups certainly aren't going
sure,
to.
Sure, but the narrative is that, well, it was him, right?
Right.
He's trying to hit too many home runs or, he's a problem in the locker room. He's complaining about his touches. I don't know why he would complain. He gets a lot of touches. But, go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I also think that, like, Adam, we know that Adam Gase does not know how to use Ajayi. He's never been on board. I mean, remember when he tried to get CJ Anderson and there was the offer sheet situation, last season, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning of last season, he was a healthy scratch to start the season. I mean, Adam Gase is just sort of like, he's not a fan. Like, you meet people in the world that are, like, not your people, and Adam Gase is not one of Ajayi's people.
So, Liz, Eagles Super Bowl?
Dude, I'm into it. I'm so damn into it. And, I'm married to a Redskins fan.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I got
that's
him
brutal.
Two nights ago, Monday night, I was like, listen, you're Redskins. That Cowboys game. Come on. Can we be in on the Eagles? Let's be in on the Eagles. And he was like, I respect them, but I'm never going to be in on the Eagles. But I'll root for them over the Cowboys.
That's
fine.
Fair. That's what
so
we
even,
do.
Even told
That's what we do. I was a big Redskins fan on Sunday. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Yeah,
but
I didn't know. Yeah.
That's what we do. Yeah. All right.
I love the NFC East right now. The NFC East right now is like the next, it's more dramatic than Grey's Anatomy right now.
It
that
is.
Grey's kind of sucks
it
right
is,
now.
It really but, is pretty wild.
Yeah.
The whole Zeke thing and then, what happens with Kirk Cousins now because San Francisco obviously traded
Yeah, he was going. Everybody was assuming that that Shanahan was going to go for Kirk.
It was a fact. We all knew it.
Yeah.
Right? Nah.
Not
they got Garoppolo. So, yeah, they don't need him now. So what happens to Kirk Cousins? Poor guy's probably going to end up in Cleveland or something.
You know what? Or worse, in Washington.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I also think that, like, without so the Giants don't have a running game. Like, we can honk about Orleans Darkwa, and that's cute, but come on. They don't have, like, a running game. And now that the Eagles have Jay Ajayi, who's, like, a real workhorse, like a talented runner, in the same moment that Ezekiel Elliott finally gets some karma back at him, and the Redskins can't find a way to run the ball, like, it was like, there's this just like this shuffle of like, okay, now who's the most complete team? Even and I think you're gonna get, aren't you guys gonna get Darby back like this week or next week in the secondary?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
That's,
you know,
yeah,
they may not play him this week because I don't think they need him.
Yeah, and they're going into the bye, right? They're playing Denver, who doesn't have a dynamic pass attack. Brock Osweiler's grabbing a start, so they might not roll him going into the bye and just keep him healthy. But yeah, he'll come back week 11 against the Cowboys. You know, sans Zeke, you know, unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, and at some point, maybe, you know, Sidney Jones gets healthy enough to practice and maybe play by the playoffs.
Man, if they win that game, even if they lose to the Broncos, if they win that game in Dallas, it's a wrap, dude.
It's over.
The NFC East is done.
Right, because there will be 5 games left and they're 4 games up, and they still have the Giants to play.
Undefeated in the conference and undefeated in the division.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, the Denver game almost doesn't even matter.
I'm getting chills.
It's unbelievable. Sorry, Liz. We're geeking out for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're hard.
I don't blame you. I think it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, man.
All right, so let's kind of jump back on track
let's
here.
Let's not talk about the Eagles anymore. I think we've dominated the last 20 minutes.
I need a cigarette. Okay, so so let's talk about some sleepers.
Sure, I will keep it in the division because I do think Dallas is interesting. We have to talk about there's no Zeke, so we know Dak is going to have to throw more. He did flash last year in moments where he was able to do that. Cole Beasley was one of his favorite targets, and some of that, you know, was because Dez was hurt early on, and so the rapport wasn't there. But also, Dak likes to check it down. You know, his game has evolved, but he still likes to check it down, and the Chiefs are giving up a whole lot of points in the slot. Here's the trick, though. Cole Beasley, I'm going with him as a deep sleeper, but he's still in concussion protocol. So that means Ryan Switzer.
Ooh.
Yes, that's where I'm going. Ryan Switzer, with 0% owned, $10 minimum amount in daily available. If Beasley can't play, I think Switzer and Dak hook up for a ton. I mean, maybe he doesn't find the end zone, right? Like, maybe Jason Witten gets the touchdown instead, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him go, like, 6 for 67. That's over 10 points in PPR.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I love these deep sleepers, man. That's you know, I would have never guessed that.
Look past Cole Beasley on the depth chart.
Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. You just go, he's out.
You know, the you probably go, Bryce Butler.
Maybe Bryce Butler, yeah. Maybe you talk about him for a second.
I've seen Switzer make some good catches out of that spot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting.
So I think he's listen, there's 6 teams on a bye. We're past the midway point. There's a lot of ups and downs this year. I think you got to get creative, so.
Damn right.
It doesn't always work out.
No, it doesn't.
Let's see. Sure doesn't. So Sammy Watkins is someone that he's 80% owned, at least in Yahoo leagues, but he's only being started in 28% of leagues. So he's someone that's ridden the bench, and it makes sense because he's kind of been like the invisible man, right? Like, he didn't get a ton of practice with Goff to enter the season, so the rapport has been funky, and he's had like a murderer's row of cornerbacks, similarly to Alshon Jeffery, who I was so happy to finally see get going that last week, by the way.
Yep.
And Dez Bryant has had like a similar, like just really tough matchup schedule. And you would look this week, the Giants, I don't know. Goff's like not the most accurate guy. But heading into they're coming off a bye. McVay has said that he wants to find ways to get Sammy Watkins the ball. Sammy Watkins has been honking, squeaky wheel. There's some validity to that argument.
Yeah, so
they're
absolutely
coming off a bye. I have to –
A guy that talented not getting looks, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring him in?
Right. And he was suspended. who suspended this week? Janoris Jenkins.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, they call him Jackrabbit or something?
Jackrabbit.
Yeah, yeah. Jackrabbit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wow, that's a big deal. This, to me, lines up for a perfect Sammy Watkins game. I mean, like, what? He's $13 in Yahoo DFS. He's being left on the bench in a ton of leagues. There's no Janoris Jenkins. There's no better opportunity to get him looked. And when Patrick Peterson went off of him in week 7, just ahead of the bye, Goff looked to him, and he had his second highest target total of the season and his first red zone look since, I believe, week 3 or week 4.
Wow.
So Watkins should be a wide receiver 1 this week. I'm Whoa. Being kind of a wuss in my rankings, but I think he should be a wide receiver 1.
Well, you know what? I'm sold. In my daily league, we always have a couple of little leagues we play. Yeah, I got to pick him up. Because you know he's going to be cheap. He hasn't done anything.
He's going to be cheap, and he's going to be not right. commonly played.
Right.
Which are the two things that are super important for right. Winning a deep daily league. So nice, man. Those are good nuggets.
Need another cigarette.
Well, I've got two more. One I'm not going to spend a lot of time on because it's a pretty easy one.
All right.
So Jordan Reed's not going to play.
Yeah,
that means Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis, baby.
To see something.
So Liz, Seattle. I got to ask you, how many times per game? What's the over under on Jordan Reed limping off the field after a play? It's like 3, right?
I mean.
It's amazing to me that the guy with all that talent, I mean, it's not his fault, obviously, but it's like he limps off the field like 5 or 6 times a game.
During the Eagles game, he came off 3 times.
Yeah.
He was on the bicycle twice.
But then he also scored twice in that game, but that's because Hicks, your middle linebacker, went out.
Yeah.
First
Jordan play. Hicks, right?
Yeah. Right. Jordan Hicks, yeah.
So that, I mean, I think that's why Reed was able to, your Jim Schwartz was just sort of like, what do we do? Someone's got to fill that hole. And so, you know, Gruden was able to take advantage of it. But then he has this 2-score game and everybody's like, Jordan Reed is back. He's healthy. Wahoo. And on his first catch/target of the next week, everyone's squawking about his ceiling. He pulls his hammy or whatever. I think it's his hammy. And now he's not going to play. But Vernon Davis is still doing the work. With an E, not an O, and he's got the Seahawks, and the Redskins can't figure out which receivers to put on the outside, who's the X, they don't know. Jamison Crowder's banged up, so that means that and if you can get the Seahawks someplace, you can get them over the middle. I know that, you know, Watson was able to make both Fuller and Hopkins productive last week, but I think that's a bit of an anomaly when you look at that defense, and maybe they were underestimating a rookie quarterback, but whatever. I think if you're going to get anywhere reliably against the Seattle defense, you're going to get him over the middle, and that's where Vernon Davis. Again, I don't think he scores necessarily, but you can get 5 catches out of him, and at the tight end position, if you can get that 5 points and like 50 yards, fine.
That's fair.
Yeah, and even though he's like 37, 36 years old, he still finds a way to get open. I don't know if it's Wiley veteranism or
he's got low mileage too.
He also used to play in that division, so he's pretty familiar with that defense since he was a 49er for so long.
That's true.
Yeah,
is true.
It just seems that he's only 33, but it seems like he's been around forever.
He has.
He was a Mike Singletary San Francisco 49er back in the day.
Well, he was a Kaepernick favorite target.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. All right, that's fair play.
So
that's
a good one. I got one more.
All right.
This one's super deep. This is like a Loza special.
All right, deeper than Ryan Switzer? Holy moly. All right.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know if it's deeper than Ryan Switzer. It's on that level. So I don't think Delanie Walker's gonna play. Like, he got the bone bruise on his ankle and he was on crutches as of Monday.
Ooh.
It just seems to me right. Like, I don't know if you want a vet like that, a guy who's kind of dealt with some nagging injuries. You get Corey Davis back on a limited basis this week. Like, you really want to put Delanie Walker in that position. I'm going to guess he sits, and if he does sit, I like Jonnu Smith, who is their rookie tight end, I believe. He was a 3rd-round pick. He has been impressive. He's 6'3", 248, runs a 4.6. So, like, kind of fast for a tight end, at least.
Sure.
And he has flashed in plenty of games. He's got a nice rapport with Marcus Mariota. And he's had, like, 4 or 5 targets in 2 of his last 3 games. I don't think it's impossible for him to do. So. I mean, again, this is like one of those kind of crazy deep ones. I'm trying to remember, who do they have? Who do the Titans have this week too? They've got the Ravens, who are giving up like the fifth most fantasy points to opposing tight ends.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and Walker is one of Mariota's favorite targets too. So
he's used to looking to the tight end spot.
It makes sense that he would go that direction, and you know, try to hit the tight end for
get it out, bro.
It, well, a few yards, red zone looks, etc.
Well, like, I mean, again, it's sort of the same with Baltimore. It's sort of the same argument as the Seahawks, right? Like, if the corners are so good, then where's the vulnerability? Like,
it's over the middle.
Then the vulnerability is against the middle, right? So that's where Mariota, who is also a younger quarterback, is going to find a security blanket and kind of move the chains that way. And what, he doesn't really have big outside threats anyway. It's not like he's going to, you know, are you really going to test Jimmy Smith against Eric Decker in moments? Probably not. You know?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I personally hope Walker plays without having him in like three leagues. So I hope you're wrong, Liz, about his prognosis. But
well, when a dude's on crutches on Monday,
that ain't good.
Chances are, six days later, he's not lacing him up.
That ain't good. He's not officially on a report right now, so we'll see. But they don't have to really file till tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, yeah.
So
great stuff, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Love it.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on this Eagles bandwagon.
Yeah.
Love it.
Water's warm.
Oh, as soon as I saw the news, I wrote out the hashtag fly Eagles fly. I'm 100. I'm bandwagging it up. Yep. Love it.
We call it the Wentz wagon.
Yeah. Welcome to Wentzylvania.
Right. Carson.
That's actually getting a little bit old.
Yeah. A little bit.
It is. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. It's, you know what? You know
it was on Snapchat.
You know when it won't be old?
When?
When he's hoisting it.
Dude, if they shut your face, they're not going to win a Super Bowl. Stop it. Stop. You're going to jinx them. Stop it.
I don't believe in jinxes.
Well, then you would be incorrect, sir.
Do you believe in jinxes, Liz?
I do.
See?
Okay. Are you kidding? I live in LA. I like burn sage and stuff. Of course I believe in jinxes.
My wife does that, too. It smells like burned electric wire, and I always think there's a fire in the house.
Wow.
And she's like, don't say anything bad about it. That'll mess it up. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I thought something was on fire. She's like, don't say it. I'm like, oh, okay.
It'll take the luck away.
Anyway.
Hey, you know what? Who am I to say that stuff doesn't work?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Mike, you know what? Nobody got murdered that day, so maybe she was on to something.
And in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a good possibility. Day, yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much, Liz. Where can people find you on the worldwide interwebs?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at LizBoza_FF. You can go to Yahoo Sports, check out the Roto Arcade. And as always, if you have some time or interest on Sunday mornings, go to Yahoo Sports and watch Fantasy Football Live 90 minutes before kickoff.
Nice. Sounds good, Liz. Thank you so much for classing up the joint as per usual.
Have a good one.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your week. There goes Liz Losa, Yahoo Fantasy Sports.
I watch that nearly every Sunday.
Do you?
Yeah, just when I go to the game, I don't watch it, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm at the stadium, generally.
In the car.
By then. But, yeah.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, I check her out.
Bet you do.
Yahoo Fantasy Live.
Is she alone behind the desk?
I give her a peep. No. Yeah. There's a bunch of people.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so let's get to these damn games, shall we? Bills at Jets Thursday night tilt. Tyrod Taylor is only averaging $150 a game, but he's got 3 touchdowns in his last 4. That ain't great either, but he's also run one in. So a touchdown a game.
I know I moved Benjamin to this team, but it's not on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But here's the thing. You going to play Benjamin this week? You going to start Benjamin?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I kind of want to see how it works first. You know, I think they're going to probably try to get him a couple catches just to get him going. And depending on who you have in a bye week, you may not be able to sit him. It'll be somewhat interesting to see what they do with him. Tyrod Taylor, I think it's a pretty good matchup, but I don't see a reason to start him. There's probably a better option. There are people that have been starting him all year, though. So if you're getting away with it and winning ball games, you know, by all means, Godspeed.
Can we just be honest here? And it's shady.
It is shady. Yeah. You know, you can make a case for a receiver, but it would be kind of silly. You can make a case for Nick O'Leary, but it's kind of silly. Tyrod, you know, cautionally, maybe in a DraftKings league, but it's shady. Who's just busting out like a madman.
Yeah.
Got a trade offer. Somebody tried to send me AJ Green for Shady. I was like, no.
No.
I'm like, oh, it's a top flight wide receiver. I'm like, have you seen Shady's numbers?
Is he?
Well.
I mean, AJ Green certainly could be.
In name, he is. Yeah,
but not offense.
The Jets side, bad matchup for McCown this week because, you know, the Bills are number four against fantasy quarterbacks. But McCown,
he's playing out of his mind.
He's averaging 254 yards per game. In his last four games, he has 9 touchdowns and only 4 picks. Dude ran for a touchdown. He's like 1,000 years old.
I know.
You know, not the best week to play him against this matchup, but he has been, you know, kind of like the bye week injury fill-in. And you know what? Dude, I got him in a league. You know, I got to play him. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Bye weeks are bye weeks, man.
Right now, as far as running backs go, there's really none of these guys you need to play. You know, I think Bilal Powell could be good, but the matchup isn't good, and they're just not producing. So
I might drop Forte in a PPR on a bye week situation.
Well, the guy has 19 receptions in the last three, but most of those came in one game.
They did.
You know, so that counts.
Just
but
saying.
It doesn't count in the future.
Just saying.
He is questionable with a knee, too, so don't love that.
That's
I do love Robbie Anderson, though. Yes. The guy's coming on pretty well. I mean,
and apparently Curley is down.
Yeah, he's out with. I think he got suspended.
Yeah, he's suspended. Yeah.
So you know, even if Curley was in, Robbie Anderson is at least flex worthy for me. And Austin Seferian Jenkins is a guy who's, you know, not getting a whole lot of yards, but he's catching TDs. You know, averaging 31 a game, has a TD in 3 of the last 4.
I like TDs.
Yeah, TDs are pretty good. So yeah, not a whole lot to love in this game, but you know, a couple guys. You know,
right. Colts taking on the Texans. Jacoby Brissett is a quarterback that plays in the NFL.
Got a good matchup.
He does have a good matchup, but let's remember that's skewed a little bit about from last week.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Russell Wilson had a day, Kevin. He had a day.
I never did pull that soundbite off.
No? Oh, have a day. Anyway, so we're not going to play him, obviously.
Yeah.
Number 2 ranked defense against running backs, not a great day for Gore and or Marlon Mack, who I hear they're trying to get more involved in an offense, Kevin. He did score a touchdown last week. Good for him. He's got 2 in his last 4. Frankie Gore's got none. They're averaging similar numbers of yards, but obviously Mack has a lot less touches.
Well, last game, Mack had considerably more touches than Gore.
He did, but I mean over the last 4.
Yeah.
So maybe they will get more involved. Still, this is not the week to play him. Unfortunately, I have to in a league.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I got like 5 players on bye. So it's a bummer. From the wide receiver side, sad to see T.Y. Hilton not become an Eagle.
Yeah, that would have been a little crazy.
His cap too high.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But you know what? Yeah. How must it make you feel if you're, you know, all over the news media, sports media, about you're about to be traded, and then it doesn't. You still have to walk into that locker room, and everybody's like, T.Y.'s here.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think you can sit T.Y. Hilton in this bye week situation. He's probably a flex for you.
At least,
But look for a better option, though. I mean, the quarterback play dictates wide receiver play. He's got 12 catches in his last 4 games. Those aren't big numbers. He's way better than that. Same thing for Moncrief.
Good matchup, though.
I'll take it. It's a decent matchup, but still, I'm out. Who I would play 100% is freaking Jack Doyle.
Yeah, that guy's
out of his mind. He's got 25 catches over the last 3 games, averaging 72 a game. He's got 2 TDs in that span. Big fan. Houston Texans side, guess what? Deshaun Watson is officially matchup proof.
Unsittable.
It's over.
Yeah, when you go to Seattle and you drop over 400.
Yeah. This guy threw 3 picks in a game and was a fantasy stud.
Yeah, he was.
That
yeah.
never happens.
Almost never, yeah.
Yeah, you don't throw 3 interceptions.
Interceptions.
And are a fantasy stud that week. Guess what? This time it was.
And the matchup is just tasty as all hell.
Yeah, it is. Colts are giving up 28th, giving up almost 20 points a game, or just over 19 a game to fantasy quarterbacks.
Both of those statements were accurate.
They were. Big fan there. Also 30th against fantasy running backs. So going to play Lamar Miller. And in deeper situations,
Deonta.
I might play Deonta Foreman. Like, listen, I wish he would touch the football more.
Yeah.
But if you're desperate this week, again, 6 teams on bye, right? If you're desperate, might be a week to play Deonta Foreman because this could be his coming out party, as it were. Do I need to talk about Hopkins and Will Fuller?
You might need to say something about Will Fuller because, you know, the numbers this guy's putting up are just amazing.
Guy has played 4 games this year.
Yeah, yeah.
3 of them, he scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The other one, he only scored 1.
Right. So how many catches does he have?
He has 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13.
And how many of those are touchdowns?
7.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think we might play him.
Yeah, maybe.
Again, both of these guys are completely unsittable at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Will Fuller may be at some point, but if he's catching, you know, 65 yards and a touchdown minimum
every
week.
Colts are 27th against fantasy wide receivers. These guys are both plays.
Yeah,
they're plays.
No doubt.
Dude, he'll eventually not catch a touchdown, right? It will happen.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's got to.
Okay, but it's... I mean, it hasn't happened for the last 4 weeks. He played against freaking Seattle.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet this week is the week that he doesn't score. Bengals-Jags. Andy Dalton, you know, the Jaguars are number one against fantasy quarterbacks, only allowing 6.9 points per game. Andy Dalton's a quarterback, I've heard. No way in hell I play him because they're on the road in Jacksonville. And Andy hasn't been playing well anyway. So chances are you're not going to be starting him. Now, Joe Mixon has a slightly better matchup. The Jags are 18th against fantasy running backs, but there's still a committee there. Now, in the last 3 games, he's outpacing the other 2 running backs in the backfield, 33-12-7 as far as carries go. But he's only averaging 39 yards a game. Now, he's also averaging 37 yards a game in the passing game on 6 receptions, but a lot of those are just, you know, long passes, et cetera, and can you count on those? I would consider Joe Mixon at least a flex. Squint when I do it, but I would play him in this matchup because they're not going to be able to throw the ball. They're going to have to run it.
Mix on, mix off.
And the wide receivers, A.J. Green is unsittable. Guy's averaging 86 yards a game, has 2 touchdowns in the last 3. Now, yeah, you know, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, but some people are unsittable, and Green's one of those guys. They're going to get him involved somehow, even though Jacksonville's number one against receivers. But, you know, you got to do that. Tight ends, like Croft, you know, is an okay play here as far as the matchup goes. Averaging 36 yards a game, has a TD in his last 3. There's probably a better option. But if there isn't on your squad, then Tyler Croft, of all people, could be a play for you. I wouldn't recommend
him. Don't hate it, though. I mean, you know, if you're desperate.
From the Jacksonville side.
Can I hit you with another one?
Yeah, if you want.
Another Blake Bortles facts.
Okay, let me hear it.
Andy Dalton, 4. Blake Bortles, 0. Playoff game losses. Just saying. Blake Bortles has never lost a playoff game.
Been in the playoffs.
Andy Dalton has lost 4 of them.
Yeah.
Just saying it out loud.
So, you know, coincidence?
I love that Twitter. Yeah. I love that Twitter, dude.
It is great.
Anyway,
so Blake Bortles, obviously he can't play that guy. Leonard Fournette, he's still questionable with that ankle. You know, if he plays, obviously you play him.
What happened to TJ Yeldon? What?
Yeah, if he doesn't play, though,
what?
Everybody was like, oh, it's got to be Chris Ivory. But, dude, it was TJ freaking Yeldon. Busted out for $122. Actually caught 15 yards worth of passes.
He only had
too,
9 carries.
Yeah, but he had to, you know, a couple long ones. Yeah. So, you know, it's a confusing situation. The Fournette's not in there. You know, is it Ivory? Is it Yeldon?
Probably Ivory still. I mean,
yeah,
Yeldon had a day, but you know.
He had a day. You know, hopefully Fournette had an extra week to rest that ankle, but we'll see. So, you know, quite frankly, if it's not Fournette, I probably just don't play a Jacksonville running back. Wide receivers, you know, Allen Hurns is semi-stepped up, kinda. No touchdowns. Marquise Lee, can't do it. Dede Westbrook, not going
to
do that.
Talk to me about Mercedes Lewis.
Mercedes Lewis did catch a touchdown last week to bring us back to even.
It wasn't last week.
It was last game he played. So Lyle and I are back to even. We did have a $5 bet coming into last week.
We actually made 2 of them, but I don't remember.
I can't remember what
either of them were.
So if you remember what our bets were, please email us because you know we do the show.
We need to write these down.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know. Well, you can write them down.
You can too.
Yeah, but I have other stuff going on.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Because you have screens, you got stuff going on.
I have things. I have tabs open.
Bucks, Saints, Jameis Winston. I read that his shoulder. This week that he is the first time that he has practiced before Friday fully. So maybe he's getting better.
Maybe.
We'll see.
He has played very well, just not recently.
He has. in the past at some point in his career. Saints are fifth. They're dead middle, right? 15-16 is dead middle against quarterbacks in the league. So play if you have to. If not, you know, whatever. But from
that's
the running back,
that's scintillating
from
analysis
the running
right
back
there.
Side, it's the Duggan-ators week.
Scintillating.
Whatever. I really like Muscle Hamster this week.
Yeah, I do too.
The Saints are 25th against fantasy running backs, giving up just over 25 points a game. Martin has had 65 carries in the last four games.
That's a lot.
It's a lot for
like
a running back.
16 and a quarter carries.
Yeah, he's also got five catches in that span, so that's 70 touches. And he's got a couple TDs as well. Quiz, obviously, we cannot talk about as long as Duggan-ator
is there.
I'm not
even sure why he's still on the list.
He probably shouldn't be until Doug goes out. From the wide receivers, it's Mike Evans or bust. I love DeSean Jackson, man. I really do. Again, the Saints are 15th, smack dab in the middle, giving up 31 points a game to fantasy wide receivers. However, Jackson just, you know, he needs to get deep in order to do something. I get it. You know, you need to start him in a flex. I'm okay with it.
I don't know, dude. Guy's averaging 64 yards a game in the last four.
64 yards a game, 16 catches. I get you. It's okay.
Maybe a flex, right?
But yeah, he's a flex, maybe. Yeah. Cameron Brate's a must-start at tight end, even in this tough-ass matchup. And, at some point, O.J. Howard's going to become a start. I mean, you know, last week, the week before at Buffalo, he had six catches on six targets for two touchdowns. But then last week at Carolina, it was 2 for 2 and 16 yards.
Yeah.
So let's wait and see on him. The numbers look like they might go up for him. The problem is they have Brate.
Yeah.
Right, so they don't really need him. They can ease him in.
Kind of makes you wonder why they picked him so early.
I don't know, man.
Because Brate's not an old guy.
Brate's really good, yeah. And he's really good. So yeah. Brate's a must-start at tight end. From the Saints side, Drew Brees is a guy that we're going to play. Dude, three TDs and four picks. He does have one on the ground, too, so it's 4-4 over his last three games. But Bucks aren't great against fantasy quarterbacks, giving up almost 19 points a game. So Breeze is going to be a play in my book.
Sure.
Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara are playing out of their minds.
Yeah, they're both every week now.
Yeah,
they have
I think
to.
They're both must starts at this point. I don't think we can really dispute that.
And the matchup is so tasty.
It is very good. 23rd are the Buccaneers against fantasy running backs, giving up just under 25 points a game. The wide receivers, dead last, are the Buccaneers. 32nd, giving up 41.3 a game.
Ooh.
And this is in standard ESPN league, so PPR.
You think Willie Snead is going to play football this year?
No.
Yeah.
Probably not a lot.
He caught 1 for 11 last week.
Yeah, probably not a lot of football. But you never know. Yeah, he could be a guy that could absolutely explode this week.
Could.
We've seen him on the waiver wire every year. He shows up. Oh, grab Snead because he had a big game. But really, it's Michael Thomas and it's Teddy Ginn at this point. Coleman, I would like to see him get more involved, but just five catches over the last three games. No, thank you. Ginn, however, is averaging 92 yards over his last three. He's got a snee. Thomas doesn't have any touchdowns, but he does have 17 catches. So I would play Thomas, and I think Ginn's a decent flex. Fleener is really not an option at tight end at this point. I was optimistic early in the season about him, but it really didn't take place. So I'm oot, as they say in Canada.
Yeah, they do. All right, so the Rams will expect to find partly cloudy skies on a high of 58 when they visit the Giants this Sunday at 1 p.m. That would be Eastern time. It'd be Eastern Standard Time by Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Will it?
Yeah, we fall back this weekend.
What, we do?
We do.
I didn't know that.
I heard we do. I
thought it was next week.
Don't take me for gospel.
Damn it, Kenneth.
All right, so Jared Goff is a guy we're not really looking to play. It's a good matchup. Giants suck, as you know, against pretty much everybody. Fantasy quarterbacks, they suck a lot. But Goff is only averaging 216 yards a game, two TDs, three picks over his last three. He's run for a TD as well. I can't really recommend Goff. Even though I like the matchup, he's on the road, on the other coast. You probably have better options. Do like Todd Gurley. Now, the Giants are not quite as lousy against the run as they are against everything else, but Todd Gurley is one of those guys you got to play, of course. He's averaging 108 yards, total yards per week. That's running and receiving. Dude has a TD in his last three, seven receptions in that span. So, yeah, Todd Gurley is... a top five running back this year, no doubt. And if you play him, you love him. Yeah, we were talking about Sammy Watkins before. So, yeah, we kind of dig him. You know, Liz brought him up. So, yeah, love Sammy Watkins. Middling matchup against these Giants, but Sammy Watkins is not going to be going against the Janoris Jenkins guy. So he could have himself a game. Like Cooper Kupp as well. He's been getting more targets of late. And you know what? Robert Woods is a guy who gets no love, but all he does is he's averaging 65 yards a game. In the last three games, he is the leading receiver on this team. No touchdowns, but as far as receptions and yards, nobody beats him. 15, that's five a game for 65 yards. That's flex worthy.
He was the leading receiver last week, too.
That's 11 and a half points,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Per week.
Yeah.
100%. In a flex. Take him.
100%.
So the tight ends are a little weirder. You know, you got Higbee, you got Everett. You know, Higbee's the guy getting more yards and more receptions.
Yeah, but not
receptions.
Nothing to speak of.
But
it's
the
a
Giants,
great matchup, man.
Giants are dead last against fantasy
might
tight ends.
Might be a DraftKings play here.
Might be, yeah. Higbee might be a good guy. And he may score a touchdown and get 50 yards, and that's plenty enough for a DraftKings league. The Giants, on the other hand, Eli averaging .162, has four TDs and only one pick.
Talk to me about a startable Giant.
Let's see. Orleans Darkwa is startable. He's averaging 74 yards a game on the ground the last three. Has a touchdown, five receptions over that span.
Okay.
So maybe Orleans Darkwa.
Rams are 31st against the run, so I'll give you that.
So, and that's pretty much where we see Evan Engram.
Ingram.
I'd start Ingram. Last couple of games, he's averaging 71, has two touchdowns in those two games. So Evan Engram, Orleans Darkwa. But you know what? I'm not committed to that.
Would like to see Gallman get more involved, but
yeah, but you
not
know what?
Happening
they're
as of
they're
late.
Not doing it, dude. He's got 25 carries over the last three games. It's
right.
Nothing.
Falcons Panthers. This is a big game, dude.
It is. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Matty Ice though, big win last week. Good for them. Get off the schneid. You know, clap, clap, clap.
Right.
But you know, Panthers are sixth against fantasy quarterbacks. He's averaging 245. He's got just four TDs in his last three games. Not the Matty Ice of last week. Of last year.
He's certainly the Matty Ice of last week.
He is the Matty Ice of last week, but we'll see about that. Partly cloudy. High of 74 degrees, Kevin.
In Carolina.
Should be nice. Again, with all the buys and stuff, I guess you got to do what you got to do, but not a fan.
Not a great matchup.
Not a fan for him this week. Devonta Freeman's questionable with that shoulder. From what I read, he's a play.
Yeah.
We'll see. If he's a play, this is a tough matchup, but you have to play him, obviously. Tevin Coleman, I would pine this week, given the matchup, if Devonta Freeman is a full go. Yeah. If Devonta Freeman's even a game-time decision, I'm starting Tevin Coleman. Just, you know, based on the situation. And if Freeman's out, obviously you play Coleman 100%.
Hey, absolutely.
Okay. Julio will play. Everybody else, nah.
Dude, Sanu.
Mm-mm.
Dude, 70 yards.
I'm not doing it.
Last
man.
Two.
No.
Got a touchdown.
I hear what you're saying, but this is a different team. Listen, he had 10 targets for six against New England. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He had 65 yards in that game.
Uh-huh.
He also had seven targets, caught six passes against the Jets and a touchdown. I'll give you that.
All right.
That makes sense. But this week against the eighth-ranked Panthers, against wide receivers, I'm playing the top guy, and I'm fading Sanu. You play Sanu if you have to again. You know, it's a deep bye week, so it's tough. But he's a red light in my book.
No love for Hooper?
No.
I had to grab him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got to play him, you got
to
play him.
Yeah, I have a guy on bye, and he was the best guy available.
He's averaging 34 yards a game. He's got 12 touches in his last three games. He did score a touchdown last week against the Jets.
Yeah.
But the week before that, against New England, he caught one pass for 6 yards. You know, it's just one of those situations.
He's not a top tight end.
The week before that against Miami, he had 9 targets, caught 7 passes for 48. You know,
it's all about matchups.
Yeah, so this is not a good matchup, you know. From the Panther side, got to be honest with you, man. I'm not feeling Cam Newton anymore.
Ooh.
Lost his best weapon.
He did.
He already was struggling. His running kind of puts him back in the category, right?
Yeah, it vaults him up, yeah.
Right. He's averaging 240 a game. He's got 5 touchdowns, 6 INTs, but then he ran for 165 yards in his last 4 games, too, and another touchdown there. So maybe he's still a start. He's an average fantasy quarterback. is what he is.
And the running gets him there, quite frankly.
It does.
Because otherwise, you know, if he, without the running, 240 and 5, he's Josh McCown.
Yeah, I would play McCown over him, actually. I was just thinking that. I would play McCown over him, given all things being equal, if he couldn't run.
Yeah.
But he can, so, all right. Former NFL MVP, reduced to that.
The last two have been reduced, because Matty Ryan is like, play him if you got
That's
him.
True. That's true. From the running back side, it's a really good matchup. The Falcons are actually 27th against fantasy wide receivers, giving up just over 26 points a game to did I say wide receivers? I meant running backs. Yeah. 26 points a game to running backs.
Well, McCaffrey kind of classifies as that.
He does, kind of. McCaffrey's a play in PPR leagues only. Jay Stu, I might actually play. In a DraftKings league, or if I had a buy situation. Listen, he gets a lot of touches. He's only averaging 25 yards a game on the ground, another 6 through the air. But
so 31 yards a week?
Yeah, not good, but playing against this defense, given the bye week situations, or just a DraftKings kind of thing, I think he might have a 75-yard touchdown gay.
Okay.
You know. Wouldn't touch anybody
That's
else.
It's an awfully skinny limb you're climbing. You're not going to touch McCaffrey?
I just said I would play him in a PPR league only.
All right.
Yeah. Funches, I think you kind of just have to play at this point. Right?
I guess you do.
I mean, if he's on your team and you've been holding him, now he's the number one receiver. So you got to play him.
Yeah, because you have to see who else emerges.
Correct.
If somebody does.
So I guess you plug him in, but I wouldn't play Dixon or anything. So.
No, I wouldn't either. Bronx at the Birds. Ooh, this is 1 o'clock there. On Sunday.
I'll be there.
High 62, partly I'll cloudy skies, so it'll be nice. Do they still do flyovers?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Not only for the first game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler is going to get the nod for starting against this Eagle team, which allows 17.5 points a game to fantasy quarterbacks. Brock Osweiler's first game action, really, since he was booted out of Cleveland unceremoniously for what, like a case of beer and $100, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. Running backs, not a great matchup. The Eagles are stout against the run. We know this. C.J. Anderson has kind of sucked of late, only 46 yards
He's
on
also
34
sucked
carries.
Like
of late, I mean the last 3 years.
And a period, right. Yeah.
Jamal Charles doing nothing. So this running game is pretty much awful against
I saw a dude on
the
NFL
matchup.
Network last week that was like, Jamal Charles is going to bust a run this week. It's happening.
Yeah.
Against the Chiefs, he's going to bust a run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he run to the sidelines? That was his longest
game. He did not have a day.
People have been talking about, a lot of people said, you know, what do you think of this trade? And they're trading for Demaryius Thomas. And I go, no, why would you want to trade a good player for a guy who's averaging 24 yards a game in his last three?
I love Demaryius. I think that on the right team, he'd be one of the top receivers in the league.
On the Broncos, if they have a good quarterback, he's
correct.
He's awesome.
Correct.
Eagles giving up 33.6 points a game to receivers, so it could be a good matchup for him. Who knows? Maybe Brock can find him. He's got to be better than Trevor Siemian, right?
No.
He has to be.
No.
I guess he doesn't. I don't know.
He wasn't starting over him.
That's true. So
the only thing Osweiler has going for him is he's familiar with the offense, and maybe he won't make as many mistakes.
Maybe. Well, Simeon's just as familiar with the offense.
I guess. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come up with an argument, man. I'm not.
Either way.
I'm not sold on it.
Thomas has 2 touchdowns in his last 3. I can't really see a reason to start him.
Wait.
Sanders.
Are you pining the Broncos?
Dude, how can you not?
Benny Fowler had a touchdown last week.
Ooh. It's not showing here.
No. He had it in his
gut, and then he
dropped it.
You know, Sanders is coming back from that ankle. And if he plays, you know, he's not bad. 76 yards a game the last time he played. And I don't want to sit the Broncos because, you know, I'm going to be called, oh, you're sitting because they're playing the Eagles.
Supposedly he's back.
He is back.
Sanders, yeah. So maybe.
You know, so maybe him, you know, in a flex because that ankle still, he's not 100%. But by this time of the year, not many people are. So, you know, Broncos coming east. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's Sanders.
I'm
going to
be there, baby.
Yeah. Tell Demaryius I said hello.
They're going to go 8-1.
Carson Wentz is a play. Of course, 251 yards a game, 13 TDs, 3 picks.
You think?
Dude's ran for 106 yards in the last 4.
Good Lord.
Always for first downs, it seems. So, yeah, obviously he's a play. Broncos are semi-stout against quarterbacks, only giving up 14.5. I think he's a buster of that this week. Defense is tough, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Now, for the running backs, the matchup couldn't get worse. You got Ajayi, who Lyle wants to sit this week.
I do.
LeGarrette Blount, who's only coming up with 55 yards a game. Smallwood only had two carries last week. And I think that's one of the reasons why they went and got Ajayi. Because there's really not that second guy who can come in and really be a powerful back.
Yeah.
Clement's okay. You know, Smallwood might be okay, but I think he's still banged up. I don't think he's 100%.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't work in Kenyon Barner more, but...
You know, Barner's more of a special teams return guy.
Yeah, but is... I mean, they've handed him the ball before. He's been good.
I don't know either. I think they were giving Clement a go against the Frisco, you know, against the Niners.
I think it's a lot about pass protection, man.
Probably. And Ajayi's good at that. So, you know, I'd play Ajayi and Blount only if necessary.
Yeah.
It's a bad matchup, and I don't think you need them. You know, but Ajayi's a guy who was probably drafted in the first round. You know, squint if you have to play these guys. Alshon Jeffrey is in probably the worst matchup of the year, and that's saying something. Broncos are fourth against fantasy wide receivers. I'd still play Aguilar because that, you know, getting opportunities out of that slot position up the middle.
I don't know how you can sit him at this point.
You can. Three touchdowns over the last four. Mac Hollins is a guy I think in the future you might want to play, but really for these receivers, it's Aguilar and Jeffrey only if you absolutely have to. I don't really see him doing a whole lot. Ertz is unsittable at this point as well, and the matchup is fantastic. I think Ertz is going to have 8 or 9 catches this week, dude.
Me too. Ravens, Titans. So you said Joe Flacco's back?
That's what the injury report said.
Okay. All right. Still going to sit him. Hey, the running backs.
You just sat him whether he got hurt or not.
Correct. Alex Collins was the big win of this last waiver wire week.
He was. He was still available in a lot of leagues, dude. I was shocked.
Yeah, he was. Little interest from my point of view going forward. Not a great matchup for him, but okay. Buck Allen, okay. Woodhead, again, probably won't. I don't think he's eligible to play until week 11, right?
I've heard something like
that. All right, yeah. Well, either way, he's not going to play this week. So it's going to be the Buck Allen, Alex Collins show. So, he looked great, you know, last Thursday. But who knows if they're going to continue to do that? That's my big question.
You want the entire team look pretty good.
They did.
You hang a 40 burger.
Yeah, Jeremy Maclin looked good too.
And it was
in that 40 burger performance.
Actual 40 burger.
I still can't recommend him above a flex at this point, and that's it pretty much for the entire Ravens team. Mariota, it's a bad matchup. His last couple games, he's got 255 and a touchdown with a pick. He is not the receiver, the quarterback that I wanted to draft this year. I wanted somebody better when I was coming at him in the 11th round or whatever.
Yeah.
From the running back side, though, so I mean, you know, play if you have to, but definitely I would play McCown over him this week at this point.
Yeah.
Running backs, though, Murray and Henry. I've read some reports that Murray is banged up, not on the report right now officially.
Right.
But I've read some reports about that. So if that's the case, Derrick Henry's a must start. Ravens are 17th against fantasy running backs. But either of these guys are probably a play, at least flex worthy. Well, Murray's probably a RB2.
The thing about Henry is he's got over the last four games, he has 8 fewer carries, but only 1 fewer yard per game.
Right. Equal touchdowns.
Yeah.
Not as many receptions, but right. You know, yeah, they're equal in my mind at this point.
Yep.
So if you're going to play one of them, you should play both. The wide receivers have a terrible matchup. Terrible. I don't think I can recommend any of them.
Even a good matchup would be difficult.
Yeah. And Liz talked about Delanie Walker. I mean, if that guy starts, I'd play him.
Yeah.
You know, but that's pretty much it.
Dude on crutches, hard to do.
Yeah.
First afternoon game, Cardinals at the 49ers. Drew Stanton's going to be your quarterback for these Cardinals going forward.
All of a sudden, this is a terrible game to watch.
It you know what? It may not be as bad as you think. Well, okay, it will be.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I know. The 49ers are 31st against fantasy quarterbacks, giving up over 20 per. Stanton, though, you know, he's Drew Stanton. He's a backup for a reason. We've all seen his game. And we know exactly what it is. Can you really start the guy? Are you that desperate?
No.
Probably not. No. Adrian Peterson has had a great game and in a really awful game. Start at your own risk, but know this.
This matchup.
It's, you know, the Niners are 32nd against fantasy running backs, giving up almost 32 a game.
They played a lot better last week, though.
They did.
And it didn't help their ranking.
Not even a little bit. So, yeah, I would give Peterson a go this week just based on the matchup, and I still think he has gas left in the tank. And they're probably going to have to run the ball because it's Drew friggin' Stanton. Larry Fitzgerald, you may think it's a bad matchup because of Drew Stanton, but hear this. Last time that the Cardinals played the Niners,
yeah,
quarterback was Drew Stanton.
Yeah,
Larry Fitzgerald had 2 touchdowns.
There you go.
A bunch of catches for, I think, 80-something yards.
That's all I need to start him.
Right.
I mean, he was probably starting anyway.
Yeah, he was. And he's really the only one you can count on. It's Fitz.
He's not a burner. He doesn't need, like, hyper-accuracy. He just, you know, runs good routes.
He's a slot guy now. He finds the seam, and he makes those catches. And,
so he's a glorified tight end at this point.
With a lot of speed and can jump like a madman.
And also a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, exactly right. Who knows who gets to start this week? Could be Beathard still. Garoppolo's been in the building for a couple days. By this point, so, you know.
Garoppolo is not going to start this week.
I would be shocked.
No. I mean, it was.
They've already said that. Yeah. So how would you feel about being Beathard? You, like, drafted in? Are you thinking, hey, I'm going to start?
I mean, I think that, you know, now you have a, listen, this is the NFL. It's a business. It's a competition business.
Sure.
Listen, they brought in a guy. You better step your game up.
Yeah.
Listen, if he wins out and throws for 350 yards a game, he might win the job.
Who, Beathard?
Yeah.
Nah. They're going
to 100%. If he wins out?
Oh, well, if he...
If they go 8-8?
So if he beats the Cardinals, you think they don't put Garoppolo in next week?
No. They were saying that, you know, he might not get in at all this year.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
We'll see.
Yeah. I think Garoppolo's playing by Thanksgiving.
I'm just telling you what was happening at the press conferences. But I'm just saying... Beathard, you better work for your game. And here's what you do. You stop trying to play it safe. You just go out
balls
there
to the wall.
And just go out there and play football.
Carlos Hyde's a go.
Yeah.
Like his game. Not getting a whole lot of rushing yards, but his total yards are over 50, and that's at least flex worthy. Dude's got a couple TDs in his last 4. I'm going to play Hyde. Breida, you know, I think at some point he might be a go, but he's not getting enough done now for me to
all
really
he does is kill Hyde's value.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
damn
yeah.
It.
If you give Hyde half of Breida's carries, that means he would have, you know, 58 or, you know, 60 carries.
Now he's at like 70 yards a game, roughly.
Right. Yeah. So,
you know.
And, you know, Breida takes the touchdown that Carlos Hyde would have had.
Right.
Carlos taps his helmet. I need a breather. Touchdown. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Pierre Garçon's questionable with a neck. I'm not sure he would have been all that startable anyway, but. No TDs in his last 4, averaging just over 50. Good matchup. You know, Marquise Goodwin is averaging 74 yards a game over his last 3, but no TDs. So I guess if you need a flex guy or a cheap flex or a wide receiver 3 in a DraftKings league, Marquise Goodwin fits that bill. Matchup is okay. But, you know, that's pretty much it. There's not a whole lot to love in this game. That's
right.
For sure.
Redskins going into Seattle to lose. Kirk Cousins over his last 3. Averaging just under 300. He's at 299 yards a game. He's got 6 touchdowns, 3 picks in that span. He's also got a touchdown on the ground, so that means that we still sit him.
Against Seattle.
He's not Deshaun Watson. I know everybody's like, well, Watson exposed him. Yeah, they didn't have any, they don't know what to do with Watson.
Yeah.
He just went off the rails. He went, oh, okay. We gotta
every
win.
Team he's played has know what to do with Watson.
I know, because he just goes, well, I'll just improvise.
Right. He does the thing you don't expect him to do.
Right.
I'm supposed to run right. You know what? I'm going to curl around and run left and throw downfield 60 yards.
Cousins
to
is
Fuller.
A terrible quarterback when he gets pressured.
Yep.
Now, most quarterbacks are, to be fair to him. But he's particularly bad when he gets pressured. He just doesn't have any mobility.
You know who's not terrible when he's pressured?
Carson
Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
At this point, I don't know how you can sit Chris Thompson.
You can't.
It's a terrible matchup.
In a PPR, you can't.
I don't think you can either. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, yards equal points. So, you know, he's averaging, you know, what, 74 points a game?
74, yeah. Yeah, 74 with a touchdown over his last 4, which was against the Eagles. I think he's a flex, at least, which is our
even
threshold.
Standards, yeah.
Yeah, he's a flex. The wide receivers, Pine. No, thank you.
Pine.
But I agree with Liz that Vernon Davis might be a guy that you can play this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
DraftKings leagues, or if your tight end's on bye, this is the guy you go after.
Yep.
From the Seattle side, Russell Wilson's a play. You think guys averaging?
It happens every year.
It does. The last half, why don't they start out like this?
Second half of the year,
it'd be amazing if they started out like this. He's averaging 328 a game. He's got 8 TDs over his last three.
Having almost 500 last week, that jacks that average up a bit.
It does jack the average. Yeah. I will agree. The running backs, Eddie Lacy apparently is getting the whatever.
Yeah, okay.
No, thank you. Not touching them. It's Dougie Baldwin. And, dude, it might be Paul Richardson at this point.
Dude, he had 3 touchdowns last week. One was called back because of a chop block.
I know. It might be Paul Richardson, dude.
Might be both of those guys.
All of a sudden, Jimmy Graham's unsittable, too.
Dude, and all of a sudden, Tyler Lockett might have some action.
Well,
he did well against the Texans.
He did okay. Redskins are actually really good against fantasy wide receivers, so I'm going to limit that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Dougie Baldwin 100%. I'm going to go Paul Richardson 65%. And Jimmy Graham, find a better tight end that's not named Ertz or
Gronk, or who's Gronk on bye.
Or
Kelsey.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, Chefs at the Cowboys, speaking of Kelsey, this is going to be a tough one.
They're going to go in there and beat them.
It's going to be 87 degrees there in Dallas.
They're going to beat them.
But it's a dome.
They're going to beat them Cowboys.
They should.
Hey, Angie. The Cowboys suck.
Take it easy, man. Alex Smith averaging 279 per game, 8 TDs, 0 picks.
So I wasn't wrong last week. We might have did Alex Smith versus Deshaun Watson, and you might win.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember, but I wasn't wrong. I said Deshaun Watson might throw a bunch of picks, and Alex Smith won't.
Right, but that's not what the bet was on. It was total points.
I know, but I'm just saying that Deshaun Watson did throw 3 interceptions. Alex Smith threw 0.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Just saying.
It's all true.
Just saying. Anyway.
So,
Kareem Hunt held for under 100 yards? What?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. You got to play these guys. I mean, you know, the Cowboys aren't great against quarterbacks.
And Alex Smith threw an interception?
Reek Hill threw a pick?
He threw a pick.
I don't know.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a fake play.
So, yeah, Alex Smith is an MVP candidate. If it's season ends right now, he might be the MVP, quite frankly. But you can't sit the guy. You got to play him. The matchup's good, and you wouldn't want to sit him even if you could. Kareem Hunt, yeah, didn't have a great game last week, but the Cowboys stink against the run as well, giving 24 points a game to these running backs. So Kareem Hunt obviously is a play. Reek Hill, guess what? Cowboys stink against the pass, too. Wide receivers get almost 37 yards per game out of these guys. Reek Hill's a goat, to be sure.
How did you not see that? It was a gadget play?
Dude, I don't know.
He threw a pick in the end zone.
Maybe I saw it. I don't know. I see so much football over the course of a week.
God,
I don't know.
Kevin, God damn it.
Sorry, man.
He's not one of us.
He's not one. I'm not one of you. Okay. Travis Kelce, we mentioned him, 75 yards a game, 2 TDs over his last 4. You got to play him. No other wide receiver, though, really. I mean, honestly. Yeah. From the Cowboys side, Dak Prescott is not bad. 209 yards a game, 6 TDs, 1 pick. He's run for a couple TDs as well. He's a top 5 fantasy quarterback at this point. And guess what? The Chiefs are pretty lenient against quarterbacks, giving up over 18 points a game. Zeke Elliott, oot. Is it going to be Alf Morris? Probably. Darren McFadden's been on the shelf all this time. Something weird's going on there. Don't know what it is. I'd be shocked to see McFadden come in and get any sort of bulk carries. It's going to be Morris.
They say that, but I really think that it could go either way.
So I don't know. Maybe they didn't have the room on the 50 on the game day. What is it? 48 that you can bring in
roster, right?
Right. So he's on the roster. He's just healthy scratch. So maybe they didn't need that third running back. So why bring him in? He's not going to play special teams, right? So let him sit. Let him work out, I don't know. But if he comes in and plays, I'd be shocked. It's going to be the Alf Morris show, and Alf Morris is no Zeke Elliott.
He's not.
So is he?
And they've already said that the offense doesn't change.
Right. So here's the thing, though. Those holes that Zeke Elliott's been getting to run through, I could gain 100.
Well, maybe, sure.
Okay, you could gain 100.
Yeah,
you could. I probably couldn't gain 100.
You might gain 75.
Maybe, yeah. So Alf Morris is going to have holes to run through, but he doesn't have Zeke Elliott's quickness, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, the running game is going to be half of what it was.
Holes are holes, Kevin. Holes are holes.
That's a Charlie from Californication.
Thank you. What a reference get. Good for you. Thank you.
I pulled it. By the way, there's a new show on Showtime called White Famous.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the guy that from California, in the show Californication, Charlie's wife, Marcy, ran off to speak producer? That producer is in this show.
No, really?
And since Marcy left him, he's, is it Marcy?
Marcy, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of freaked out. And he has a sex doll. He had a sex doll made up to look like Marcy and takes her to dinner with him and stuff.
In the show?
Yeah, it's funny as hell.
So they're linking it together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing, dude. So is he the same dude?
Same dude.
Like the same character.
Same actor.
That is amazing.
And the show's called White Famous, starring Jay Farrow.
Yeah, remember he's super ugly, but he had a giant hog.
That's the thing in the show. So yeah, it was kind of. I thought you'd appreciate
that. That's amazing.
Since you threw a Californication reference at me.
I mean, you know, I tried.
Anyway, back to this
holes
game.
A hole, Kevin.
Holes are holes. That's so sick. And they actually mentioned Charlie in the show, too.
That's great.
So, anyway, wide receivers, Dez Bryant, you got to play him, you know, because the Chiefs are 31st against receivers. 51 yards a game, couple TDs in his last three. Yeah, Dez Bryant. We talked about Cole Beasley. If he's out, then it's going to be Ryan Switzer, of all people. And the Liz called that one. And you know what? I buy it, dude. I can 100% buy it. Jason Witten does a play last three games, 49 yards a game, a TD. Averaging 5 catches per there. Can't sit Witten all of a sudden again.
Nope. Raiders, Dolphins, dude. Snooze Fest 2015. Revisited. 2 years, 3 years in a row.
Snooze Fest?
Yeah, this has always been a boring game, dude.
Don't know why.
Well, because both teams have sucked for a long time.
The Raiders don't suck.
They don't?
Well, they're not great, but, you know, they don't suck like
the Dolphins. Have a winning record. Do they suck?
Yes.
Yeah. Derek Carr is averaging 300 a game over his last three. He's got 5 TDs in that span. Boring. average matchup.
You're playing him.
Yeah, you play him. Running backs?
Nope.
What? Lynch is back, right?
Yeah, he is.
Will he punch a ref this time?
He didn't punch him. He just shoved him.
I know. I'm saying this time, does he escalate?
I don't know.
Yeah, no thanks on the running backs. I guess you play Amari Cooper?
You play them both, dude.
Cooper last week, 10 targets for 5 catches and 48 yards. Right back to where he was. God damn it.
The more things change, the more Amari Cooper.
Yeah, you play them both. I'd fade Cook. The Dolphins side, is Cutler back?
No. Well, he is, but no.
The running backs?
No.
Jarvis Landry?
You going to trust one of those
almost
guys?
Almost got traded, but then didn't.
Yeah.
So I guess you have to play him.
Yeah, in a PPR, you got to. Dude, he's averaging like 6 catches a game.
He's also scored, not last week, but the previous 3 it scored in.
Yeah.
So... those are big points. Will Devontae Parker ever be fully healthy?
If he is, he's amazing. I love him.
I'm out.
And that's pretty much it.
It's Landry.
So, you got the 8:30. This is the Monday night tilt,
this
right?
This is the Monday night tilt.
This is Lions-Packers. Probably would have been a pretty decent game if Aaron Rodgers hadn't gotten hurt. At this point, I'm going to pick the Lions to win in Lambeau for the first time in decades, probably.
Brent Huntley's going to go off.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, he's going to get that...
he had the bye week to get right.
That Lambeau fever, dude.
Matty Stafford is a play this week, averaging 321 over his last 3, 5 TDs in that span. Yeah, against this number 14 against fantasy running backs, rated Packers
quarterbacks.
What did I say?
Running backs.
Quarterbacks, yeah. I like Matty Stafford this week. You know, it's a great matchup for the running backs, but, dude, I can't play either of them. They both suck.
Yep.
You know, Abdullah's getting 35 a game. Couple that with the 5 yards per game he's getting through the air.
And, dude, by the way, he's supposed to be a pass-catching running back, he's got 4 catches.
Then Theo Riddick, who's the pass-catching running back, is getting 50 yards a game with 38 yards on receiving. But can't do it, dude. I can play Golden Tate, though. I like that matchup. Golden Tate's averaging 77 yards per, and the Packers are 25th against fantasy receivers like him. Eric Ebron, last week, I'm pretty sure they wanted to trade him. He was sitting on the bench looking very despondent while they were throwing to Darren Fells.
A lot of rumors about him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know either. I mean, maybe he's a dick. Who knows?
Maybe he's an awesome blocker and not a great receiver. We're looking into him. Yeah, I don't know.
So he remains a friggin' lion. But anyway, from the Green Bay side, it's Brett Hundley, who's not playable in any situation until he shows us a little something-something, and he hasn't yet. Running backs, pretty decent matchup. The Lions give up over 24 points a game to running backs. Ty Montgomery, Aaron Jones. Dude, I think it's Aaron Jones, right?
Yeah.
He's averaging 99 points or 99 yards maybe per game. Both. Dude, in his last two games, Montgomery's averaging 17 yards a game.
Understood, but he's been dominant in the past and 16 gone by.
But Aaron Jones wasn't there. So I know. It's Jones. And correct, Ty Montgomery, if you absolutely have to.
Correct, sir.
There you go. Jordy Nelson is a play. He's only averaging 32 a game, but dude can catch three touchdowns in a game. He's certainly capable. The only problem is quarterback play dictates wide receiver play. I don't really trust Hundley. Now, he's had a couple weeks, you know, with the bye week to get his head right and his game right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. But I can't sit Jordy. I can't sit Devontae Adams. I can sit Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
If I had to. Yep. I don't like him as much as the other two. Yep. But I have him in a league, and I might have to play him because of bye weeks, and that happens. So, you know, for me, it's Nelson Adams and then maybe Cobb. And no tight end action to speak of. No love there for either of those guys.
Correct, sir. And those be them games, bitches.
They do indeed be them games. So we have a couple questions, I think.
We have two.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep.
So
that's it.
I actually have to get to that, oddly enough.
Well, take your time, Kevin. It's not like we're doing a podcast or anything.
Well, you know, nobody's really itching to get out of here, are they? You itching to go home?
Not really, no.
Oh, all of a sudden I can't. Oh, now I can log in. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm going to log into our website. You should probably pull this stuff up before the show starts.
I was going to.
Rather than... Wait, I got here early tonight, too.
By early, you mean 20 of?
Yeah.
DJ E-Ray says, what up? Drop any of these people for Josh Gordon? Orleans Darkwa, Terrell yes. Pryor?
Maybe.
Deontay yes. Foreman? Yeah, basically any of these guys are droppable, quite frankly, because chances are you're not playing any of them. So you drop a...
Pryor's the one guy that I wouldn't. You know, Foreman's value is predicated on Lamar Miller getting hurt.
And Orleans Darkwa's value is predicated on the Giants not sucking.
Which obviously isn't...
It's unfortunate for them.
Yeah, so...
It depends on how much you're using these guys. If you're going to need them for bye week fills or whatever, because
I have to play Donta Foreman in a league this week. Yeah.
Well, look at it this way. Gordon's not going to be ready to play until the 27th, earliest.
Right.
Earliest. So anyway, there you go. SARS Monster says, hi, guys. Would you go with Cup or Robbie Anderson? Standard league. I'm leaning Cup given his increase in targets, and I'm stuck with Goff as my quarterback, and I like that stack. What do you think? Talk to you Saturday. It's John from Korea.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I like what Robbie Anderson... Dude, he's right about Cup.
He is.
But I really like what Robbie Anderson is doing lately with Curly suspended.
Yeah, I don't like the matchup necessarily, but I correct. Like the player.
Correct.
And what we're talking about with Sammy Watkins maybe emerging this week.
This one's bothering me a little bit. Yeah. Let me look up something real quick. I'm going to look up, analyze these matchups.
Efforting the matchups.
Yeah, quarterbacks and everything.
What's going on with this. So I'd probably lean with Robbie Anderson as well.
I think I'm going Anderson.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude. I got
with Curly suspended.
Yeah,
McCown's been playing really well, man.
Oddly,
I know, but I mean, you know, he's not a bad quarterback. He's just not a great quarterback.
Yeah, there's plenty
of
those.
This is okay. I mean, Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
You keep bringing it back to poor Joe.
Well, he did. He's not a good quarterback.
It's all true.
He's okay. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. He was okay.
Right. Brad Johnson
won a Super Bowl.
Has a Super Bowl ring.
He was okay.
He was just okay.
Who was that other dude for the Redskins? Rippon? Was it? Yeah. Did Rippon win a Super Bowl?
He did. Yeah,
he was okay.
He was okay.
Who was that dude that was a Redskin that headbutted the wall and knocked it?
Gus Frerotte.
It was Gus Frerotte. That's who it was.
That
was amazing.
He headbutted the wall and was out.
Yeah, in a preseason game, right?
I don't know.
Might have been week one. Anyway, it was early, and he scored a touchdown and ran up and headbutted the wall and, like, gave himself a neck injury.
He never really played the same
really
again.
Didn't, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, bitches, we are oot, as they say north of
Talk
the border.
Talk to you Saturday.
We'll be back Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Eastern
is
daylight
it,
time.
Is it daylight?
Well, still be Saturday, even if it's this weekend we fall back. For those of you out of the United States, we're
we set the clocks back.
For fall. No, and you get off work at 4:30 and it's dark.
November 5th.
Yeah, it's this week.
Yeah.
There you go. So anyway, we'll be back Saturday to answer your questions. If you'd like to get in on the action, write this number down. 650-733-8334.
That's 650-733-TFFG, bitches.
That's right. Okay, enjoy your Thursday night game.
Ought to be a good one.
If you want to get in on the DraftKings games we play, you can send us an email. That would be mail, or actually would be thefantasyfootballguys@gmail.com. And tell us your DraftKings name. We'll start sending you invites. It's fun.
It is fun, especially when I win, like I did this week. Actually, I finished second.
Second's all right. Second was in the money.
Yeah, I made like $20.
Yeah, so $27, I think.
We have like $3 contests. It's super fun.
Man. We also do a free one every week. Just to play.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll catch you there. We'll catch you on Saturday morning.
Saturday.
All right, bitches. See ya.
Breathe out. Love you, man. Have a day.
Have a day.